The cauldron had acquired new curios, which seemed a daily occurrence, so I familiarized myself with them as usual. It was my job as the shop's only employee. Mornings often started like this unless there was a customer, but the cauldron wasn't a popular shop despite its coveted location on Main Street. Camden, Maine attracted plenty of tourists during the tourist season, but even they tended to stay clear. The cauldron had a certain atmosphere that could be unpleasant. "They don't like the quiet, the sound of their own spirit," Catherine, the shop's owner, said as she peered out the storefront window. "I should close the drapes." The drapes in question were black and heavy. When they covered the window, entering the cauldron was like diving into a cave of wonders. It was fantastical, but Catherine often had candles and incense burning, which could make the place almost suffocating at times, though she claimed it was cleansing. Large semi-transparent crystals sat on lights embedded into shelves, adding to the mystical air, but none of it was enough to make the place bright. I was enjoying the sunlight. "The shop just opened," I said, blocking Catherine from closing the drapes. "Give it a couple of hours at least." Catherine huffed and folded her arms as she lifted her nose. "You know I only want people in here if the cauldron calls to them." "I know, but trust me, this will help." Catherine's dark brown eyes glinted, but she smiled as she patted my arm, the flowing sleeve of her long black shirt brushing my skin.
"If you say so, Saoirse. Maybe you're more in tune with the universe today than I am,
I doubted that, but gave her a smile as she flicked her luxurious, half-silver, half-black hair over her shoulder. She was an older woman, 57, and though she had wrinkles and claimed she wasn't as skinny as she used to be, she was regal. "How did you get this one?" I asked, picking up a new curio. My gloves were thin enough I could feel the chill creep into my fingers as I analyzed it. It was the size of my hand, silver, shaped like a fang, and sharpened like a knife, because it was a knife. "It's kind of dangerous. Maybe we should put it behind glass in one of the display cabinets."
"No,"
Catherine said. "Something tells me it needs to stay on the table." The table she was referring to was the first thing seen when someone stepped into the cauldron. Sometimes the same object stayed there for days. Other times Catherine switched them throughout the day. Everything she did was according to her intuition, which, as she put it, was always being guided by something outside her. She said that was true of everyone. If you invited fear, your intuition would tell you to fear. If you invited confidence, your intuition would lead you to confidence. I didn't entirely understand it, though Catherine had done her best to train me to be a witch like her. She also claimed anyone could be a witch, but I proved her otherwise. She had dismissed my lack of skill by saying my gifts lay elsewhere. In reality, it was a lack of interest, and yet she hadn't given up on me after all these years. "Where did you get it?" I repeated and placed it in the center of the display table. The other curios were arranged around it as if to highlight it.
"From a man visiting our quaint little town," Catherine said. "He had the stench of a swindler, but I felt the item would be important."
"So you listened to your intuition and paid him for it?"
"Indeed, but it is real silver."
I thought about lifting the fang again, but I remembered its weight well enough. "The whole thing? It's pretty heavy."
"Yes, well, it is only silver."
"But how much did the man sell it to you for?" Catherine waved her hand dismissively.
"The one who needs it won't be hurting for money,"